Nick, there is a new and emerging field called electromedicine. Tell me a little bit about that.
You bet. This is where the greatest breakthroughs are possible. You know, and this is, again, getting into the area where when you look at medical science, there's kind of a dividing line between those that sort of follow the chemical model and those that follow a more of an electromagnetic model. And then there's those that try and blend the two and call it electrochemical. The reality is that underlying all of these chemical reactions are electromagnetic field interactions that can stimulate and cause chemical changes within the body or significant changes in terms of how cells form and grow and mature and so forth. And so what's happened is electromedicine has started to take in its own. And what you're seeing is a big shift. You know, whether you look at some of the new things that are coming out here in the U.S. that have been around for a while, electroacupuncture is being used. This is using electromagnetic fields that are pulsed in a specific way to stimulate the acupuncture points much more effectively than needling, and yet without the discomfort of associated for most Westerners with the idea of needling. You know, that's a technology that's going to advance a great deal, I think, in coming years. In fact, there's now a what's called a cold laser method that actually uses a class 4 laser for treating disorder and disease. This has been used in Europe for now 10 years. It was challenged by medical authorities in Finland, and those challenges went all the way to their highest court. And the inventor of that technology, a very close friend of mine up until his death a few years ago, Rejo Mikayla, he actually won his case, trained 15 clinicians in this area, and had fantastic results. And I think we'll see more of that in the U.S. The other is along the lines of assistance for deaf and blind. And this is where some pretty exciting things are happening. I think in the case of the deaf, as an example, I'd mention this device, the Soundwave device that transfers sound information. Now think about that for applications for deaf populations, and it's a study that we're going to initiate later in the fall to actually look at which types of hearing impairments this device might be useful for. And we've had some, you know, preliminary reports from folks, one gentleman in particular, deaf in one ear for over 30 years, could perceive stereo and high fidelity sounds that he lost years and years ago. And, you know, these kinds of technologies, when you look at visual systems, what's being understood now, in fact, there's a doctoral thesis from the the highest technical university in Finland on the visual system that indicates it operates, again, an underlying mechanism is electromagnetic field interactions and the way the brain interprets the information is not a chemical action, although that's observed. It's sort of the symptom of the cause, if you will. And so the idea of creating artificial sight is advancing extremely rapidly, you know, first just detecting light and darkness. Eventually what will happen, and you will see this in the next 10 years, is systems developed that actually get you full visual imaging, eventually full color imaging, where you're able to plug into the optic nerve and transfer the information through an electronic device instead of the eye. That's coming. And these are, you know, these are essentially the jump is gaining that understanding of physics and its application to living systems, and that's where we're starting to see some real advances. And a lot of the leading research is actually coming out of the former Soviet Union because of their understanding of electromagnetic field interrelationships with human health, and both for destructive as well as constructive purposes. So pretty exciting stuff in electromedicine is on the way, and a lot of it is here now. In fact, we have some information on the web about some of this.